This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, we're going to talk about Andy and Opie Housekeepers. This was aired on March 13th, 1961. It was written by David Adler and directed by Bob Sweeney. Now, you know, this is not the greatest episode of the Andy Griffith Show. It's really hard to pick out the greatest, but I've always loved this episode because I just think the way that it was written, again, shows the caring involved in the show and also has a nice twist to the plot at the end, which, again, I just think is brilliant. But the way the episode opens up, you see Andy on the couch and Opie on the floor, and the place is a mess, and it's very rare that you see the Taylor household in a mess. But Aunt Bee's talking about them being a mess and how much of a mess Opie is, and the only person worse than him is Andy, when she gets a phone call from her cousin Edgar in Mount Pilot. Now, speaking of Mount Pilot, you may know this, but the show is really based on a town that Andy Griffith grew up in Mount Airy, North Carolina, but there is a Pilot Mountain in North Carolina, so he sort of took Mount Pilot, but based the show really off of Mount Airy. So it's interesting how Andy liked to do things like that, and, you know, with a lot of the things in the show, he took it from his own experiences in North Carolina, how people would say things and the way they pronounce the word. For example, the word appreciation. In Mayberry, or in Mount Airy, they would say appreciate, leave off the A, so to speak. So Andy was really good at making sure the show had authenticity there. Anyway, Edgar's wife, Maud, has been stricken and is sick and needs help, so Aunt Bee decides to go up to Mount Pilot to help her, but all the time before she leaves, she's worried that Andy and Opie are not going to be able to get along, that her house will be in ruins, how they're going to take care for themselves. But anyway, she leaves, and when she does, Opie says, "Good, we can be messy." And Andy says, "No, we're going to try to clean up." So they start trying to clean up the house, and then the next morning when you see the house, it's an absolute wreck. It's the worst you probably will see it on the entire Andy Griffith Show. Andy and Opie get a phone call from Aunt Bee, who says that Maud's gotten better and she's going to return home a little sooner. So Andy and Opie get to work, and they are furiously trying to clean up the house. You know, again, their cleaning up was sort of funny. For example, when Andy and Opie start to wash the dishes, he gives the dishes to Opie after Andy washes them, and Opie just shakes them a time or two and then goes and stores them. And Andy finally sees him doing this, and he tells him to wipe them, and he doesn't notice it to a second or third dish, and Opie starts, he's been wiping them with his shirt sleeve. So then Andy introduces him to a dish towel, and he uses it to wipe the dish, and then he drops the plate. And Andy says, "Well, I wish you'd go ahead and break the dish before I went to the trouble to wash it." So I get a cute little scene there. Then it shows Opie going up into his room, and he's trying to put the bed sheet on the bed. And remember, he's a small little kid at this time, and so what he does, he puts the sheet over the top of his head, he jumps on the bed, and then he puts the top of the sheet at the top of the bed, then crawls underneath on his elbows and knees underneath the sheet to spread the sheet out. All the while his friend comes in and watches him, and you don't see this friend that often in the episode, but again, this was a little Jimmy was his name, and he's played Ron Howard, or Opie's friend here, and he basically, you know, ends up helping Opie to make up the bed, which they end up really just jumping up and down on the bed, and Jimmy and Opie are just having a good time. So again, the kid's name who played Jimmy was Rory Stevens, and he's one of Opie's little schoolmates. I'm back to the next day where the house is a big mess, and I love this line for some reason. I don't know why I get a kick out of it, but they talk about how pigs have been through the house, and they really need to clean up, and Andy says, "We're going to have to sweep and mop and pick up," and he goes through all this litany of stuff. Then he goes, "Only let's not do it right now." So Andy showed a little bit of procrastination, which wouldn't be too unusual. I just love that. He says that a couple times, and then Andy goes in to try to make some breakfast, and then tells Opie to get some plates, and Opie goes and realizes there are no plates because they're all dirty and they're stacked all in the kitchen. So a funny move, Andy tells Opie to go to Miss Edwards and borrow plates, silverware, dishes, saucers, and everything so they can have breakfast. And this was a cute time because this lets Miss Edwards know, if she didn't know already, that Aunt Bee's out of town, and she realizes something up if they're borrowing dishes. And it was at this point where Aunt Bee calls home. So when they realize Aunt B's coming home early, Andy and Opie go into this furious scenes of cleaning up their house, Opie's room, Andy in the kitchen, and then they're both working in the den, and again, they get it spotless. And I love the scene where they're both sitting on the couch, really laid back on the couch, hands behind their head, father and son in the same position. They talk about how good they feel and about cleaning up the house. And then all of a sudden, as happens in a lot of episodes, Opie makes a statement that makes Andy realize something. He says something to the effect that Aunt Bee's going to realize that they can do well without her. And then here's where the caring part of the Andy Griffith Show comes in. Andy realizes that although the house is nice and it'd be less work for Aunt Bee to come home, he realizes if they have a clean house, when Aunt Bee comes home, she's going to realize that she's not needed as much as she thought at that house. And so what any kid would love to do, Andy and Opie go and they mess up the house, probably worse than it was when it first was messed up. So again, they finally get the house messed up and it's time to go get Aunt Bee. So as they're leaving to go get Aunt Bee out on the front porch, Clara Edwards comes in. Now, notice I said Clara Edwards, because one of the things that's interesting, and this is one of the situations in Andy Griffith's show where there's a little inconsistency there. In this episode, she appears as Bertha Edwards, not Clara, but Bertha. In future episodes, she's called Bertha Johnson. Then ultimately, she's called Clara. Now, of course, you could get out of that by saying maybe Clara was her middle name or Bertha was her first name and Johnson was a married name. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get around it, but it was an inconsistency in the show, not that it's any big deal. But again, they run into Miss Edwards on the front porch and they tell her she's going to go get Aunt Bee and they leave. And one of the interesting things that tells you about the sign of the times, it's the 60s, and I remember doing this at my home too. As they leave, Miss Edwards goes in the house. The door's unlocked. She didn't go under a mat, find a key, but the door's unlocked. And I remember as a child, we didn't bother to lock our doors growing up. And if you're lucky enough to live in a neighborhood like that nowadays, that's great. I feel comfortable in my neighborhood, but I wouldn't leave my house unlocked. So again, it's a sign of the times that someone would just leave their door unlocked. And again, it says something about Mayberry that they don't even bother to lock their doors. And that's really what this is all about. Well, Aunt Bee, Opie, and Andy all come home, and they walk in the house, and they're all shocked to see the house is spotless. So while they were gone, Miss Edwards had cleaned up the house, you know, because she didn't want Aunt Bee to come home to the house. Again, another sign of caring. The neighbor cleaned up their mess because she wanted Aunt Bee to come home and be able to relax. Well, Andy and Opie don't know what happened, so Andy whispers in Opie's ear to go upstairs and start messing up his room. So he goes and does that, and Andy and Aunt Bee are talking, and Aunt Bee hears noises up there, so she rushes up to Opie and sees Opie messing up his room, but she thinks he's trying to pick it up. And now, while she'd been sad because the house was spotless, now she's happy because she's got work to do, and this is something that she's come to the house to help do. Then all of a sudden she hears a noise and runs down to the kitchen, and you see a scene of Andy messing up dishes, and again she thinks Andy's trying to clean up, so she sends him out, and all is well in the Taylor household again as Aunt Bee goes to clean up the kitchen and clean up Opie's room and the house. So again, a cute little episode. Now, I love the ending to this show, and again, with today's episodes, a lot of times you don't get to see this, but they come back for a short bit, and Aunt Bee's sitting on the couch, and Andy's got the newspaper, Miss Edwards comes in, and you know, still no one knows Miss Edwards cleans up the house, but she says something to Aunt Bee like, Aunt Bee, how did you find the house when you got back? At this point, Andy begins to realize, oh no, she was the one that cleaned it up. And so Aunt Bee just goes into this tirade about how the house was messy, couldn't believe anybody would live like that, and again, not knowing that Miss Edwards had cleaned it up. And then after Miss Edwards cleaned it up, Andy and Opie messed it up. So Miss Edwards gets offended, gets up and leaves, and Andy realizes what happened. He just sort of hides behind his newspaper. So again, that was a very cute ending to this episode. So again, Andy and Opie housekeepers, and you have to keep in mind what kind of housekeepers they were. They were good messer-uppers and good housekeepers when they really wanted to. Which brings us now to the trivia question. Here we go. Where does Opie store his half-eaten peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Again, the question is, where does Opie store his half-eaten peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Now, again, you can take a guess at this question and email me your guess at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to the burkeonmayberry.com website, and you'll find the answer to this trivia question. But don't cheat. Try to guess it before you go there. Again, where does Opie hide his or store his half-eaten peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I hope you enjoyed listening about this episode. It brings back good memories for you. If you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to contact me at the same email address, burkek@etsu.edu. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.